Before going over the summary, we will take a look at the exercises. So you might want to open up your textbook to follow along. The first exercise, 2.7.1, asks you to evaluate some logical expressions. We did some examples of this in slide 2, so you can use that as a model. Exercise 2.7.2 asks you to write a basic coordinate system navigation type program. The program is going to ask the user a direction in which to move, and then based on that input, your program is going to have to update the coordinates accordingly. You'll have to use conditional statements to update the coordinates appropriately based on the input. For exercise 2.7.3, you will write a simple averaging program. Average floats, not integers. You will need a loop. The trick here is that the user can enter in a variable amount of elements to average, so the number of times you loop will be based on this variable input. You do not need an array. Exercise 2.7.4 is similar in that you will need a loop to compute the factorial for an arbitrary number. Note that the factorial of even small numbers can get large very quickly, so be sure to test with very small numbers first. For example, the factorial of just 100 is a tremendously huge number that won't fit into a 32-bit integer. Exercise 2.7.5 asks you to work with a 2D array. 2D arrays are discussed in the textbook. Exercise 2.7.6 is a pretty straightforward loop problem that asks you to print out the ASCII table to the console window. Exercises 2.7.7 and 2.7.8 are the hardest. They describe an elementary searching and sorting algorithm, and then based on the discussion, ask you to implement the algorithm in C++. Make sure that you really understand how the algorithm works before you begin writing any code. Writing a flowchart might help organize your thoughts. Try not to implement the algorithm by following the pseudocode blindly. Now, on to the summary. The relational operators allow us to determine certain elementary relationships between variables, such as equality and inequality. We use three logical operators. 1, the logical AND operator. 2, the logical OR operator. And 3, the logical NOT operator. These logical operators allow us to form more complex Boolean expressions and therefore enable us to make more useful conditional statements. Conditionals are key to any program that needs to make decisions at runtime. They allow us to make certain that a block of code will only be executed if a particular condition is satisfied. Loops enable us to repeat a block of code a variable number of times. An array is a contiguous block of memory that contains n amount of variables. We call the individual variables in an array the elements of the array, and we call the number of elements an array holds the array size.